Guelph today received the following letter to the editor from reader Noah Irvine, in regards to the school board's recent naming policy. To whom it may concern, I write this letter as a former student of this board, a community member and a donor to your school board. I am profoundly disappointed in the direction of this board. The naming policy just passed adds further to my disappointment regarding the direction you are taking our public school board. I am appalled that this policy has passed. As noted, 2/3 of this community who submitted feedback did not agree with this idea. Do you not believe in the voice of the majority? It appears that each of you only wish to hear from those who agree with you. Is this what we are teaching students, to only listen to those who agree with their position on an issue? If we are teaching children to only listen to those who think like them, we risk further polarization in society already in the grips of polarization. Schools such as John McCrae, William C. Weingard Public School, and John F. Ross CVI, under this policy, would not be allowed to be named today. Your policy notes that the current name isn't relevant anymore, the local community doesn't support it or isn't appropriate for UGDSB. Are you telling me that John McCrae is no longer relevant to this community or that the achievements of William Weingard are to be disregarded? Or are you also saying that John F. Ross, as the first principal of GCVI, should no longer be recognized for developing the school community we have today? How many of you trustees go to the John McCrae House? Would you say his legacy is no longer relevant? How many of our schools read his poem every Remembrance Day? Is that poem no longer relevant? Or, for that matter, how many of you attend events at the university and walk down Weingard Walk? Would you say William's legacy is no longer relevant to this community, a man who is a decorated World War II veteran, former cabinet minister, chancellor of the University of Guelph and recipient of the Order of Canada? As a past student of GCVI, I often walk down the hallway showcasing our past principals, including John F. Ross. Is he no longer relevant? When will you be removing his portrait from the hallway at GCVI showcasing past school leadership? Who determines relevance? You? People who ignored community comments and feedback on this matter. You should have no place in determining relevance, considering you did not listen to the community you serve. This is a form of censorship, and as a student of history, I fear where this type of attitude may go. I was hoping Martha Rogers would be honored by naming the high school in the South End in her name. Yet, as per this board, her relevance is in question and will most likely be cast aside. I am so profoundly disappointed in each of you and the board. As a donor, each year, it becomes harder to support students in your system because of the changes you continue to make, which disregard the community you purport to serve. Regards, Noah Irvine, Guelph.